Today is Vocation Sunday, the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. It's a kind of a celebration of vocations to priesthood and religious life. And I'm here with Father Rory O'Donnell, and he has the task of being Vocations Director for the Diocese. Father Rory, thanks for being with us this morning. Tell me first, what does a Vocations Director do?
Well, I suppose the first thing to say then is a vocation to the priesthood is not like a job or applying for a job. So when someone comes wondering, are they would they be a suitable priest? I'm not looking to see have they got the wherewithal for the job. I'm looking to see, are there signs that God is calling this man to the priesthood? And in some ways, that's the only really significant question. Is this guy being called by God to the priesthood? So I certainly don't see my role as trying to sell the priesthood to anyone. In fact, the most recent conversation I had with a young man about the priesthood, I told him that I was fairly certain he was being called to be married. So my job as a vocations director is to journey with guys who want to explore a little bit if God is calling them to the priesthood. And each journey is different. Sometimes I meet with guys over the space of a year. Sometimes it's 2 years. Sometimes it's shorter, depending on what age they are and where they are on that journey. So my job is to journey with them and to hear their story and, to hear that story.
I mean, like any job or career, and I know that you can't really say being a priest is a job, but like any vocation, there are a lot of elements of being a priest that can be taught and that can be learned. But obviously there is something more that needs to be there with those sort of learned skills and gifts.
Yeah, there are certain things, I suppose, that we look for because of the practicalities of priesthood. So first of all, has a guy a sense of God in his life, a sense of a good God, a merciful God? Has he an openness to people? Would he be good with dealing with people? Has he a sensitivity to people? I suppose it's those two arms that are most important. Has he a sensitivity to God? And has he a sensitivity to people that will enable him to work in the priesthood? I got a lovely letter just this morning from a guy. I did his father's funeral a while ago. And I knew the family, the extended family, well over the years. And in the letter, he was kind of reminiscing a little bit about the involvement that I had had with the family in good times and bad times over the years. And it struck me that, in a certain extent, that is the job of the priest. To get a little bit technical, the Vatican Council described it in terms of that we share the joys and the hopes, the griefs and the anxieties of the men and the women of this day. The griefs and anxieties, the joys and the hopes are those of the followers of Christ. And in some ways, that's a great summary of what the priest's job is, that as priests in a parish, we share the joys and the hopes, the griefs and the anxieties of the people that we're called to serve. And we help to bring a certain meaning to those things by our celebration of the sacraments and journeying with people. And that's what we look for in a priest, in someone who's coming forward for the priesthood. Will they be able to have that intimacy with people to share the joys and the hopes, the griefs and the anxieties that face us all in life?
When you say it like that, it's a big ask. It's a big responsibility, and it's not the easiest of jobs. And you might therefore conclude, is that why so few people now are putting themselves forward to be a priest or to join religious life? Do you think that that's part of the issue? I mean, other people would have opinions that it was the abuse crisis, or that just people are disinterested and disaffected and we're now a secular society. But do you in journeying with people, have you come to see that they realise the weight that comes with this job?
I think there are all kinds of reasons that there are less people presenting themselves these days, and all the reasons that you mentioned. I think there is that sense also that that it is an awesome job or an awesome vocation. Often people say to me, I don't feel worthy of this. And I always say, well, you're dead right. None of us are worthy of it, because it's a privileged position that we have among the people of God. It really is a privilege. None of us are worthy of it, but it's by the grace of God that we decide, well, this is where God is calling us. It's a terribly humbling thing to realize that God is actually involved in my life in such a way that he is calling me to a particular role. It's very humbling. And I must say, for me as vocations director, it's a terribly humbling thing as well. Sometimes I joke with the children in school and I say that I'm like a holy CSI, you know, CSI New York and CSI wherever, that, you know, where they're looking for clues. And in some ways, that's my job as well, to listen to people's stories and to see, well, what are the signs of the hand of God here in this? One of the things, when I was working in a parish, I loved to tell stories. When I was preaching, I always was looking for a good story. I loved to tell stories. And now in some ways I have the best job, because my job now is listening to stories. My job is listening to stories and seeing together with the people who present themselves, what are the elements of this guy's story that point to God calling him in this particular direction to the priesthood.
Now, if people are listening this morning, young men, older men, because I know that the trend in more recent years has been for, I suppose, a more mature candidate to be presenting themselves for discernment for priesthood. How do they contact you? How do they begin a conversation? And is there a way for them to, I suppose, come and see, to sort of dip their toe in without giving up the career that they have at the moment, or without signing on the dotted line to join the seminary? Are there possibilities there, and how best can people avail of those and get in contact with you?
Okay, well, the first thing I'd say is do not be afraid, because if you look through the Bible, all the call stories from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the first reaction of someone being called is always to be afraid at the awesomeness of what they're being called to. So the first thing I'd say is, if you feel called, don't give in to your fear. Your fear is a natural thing. In fact, sometimes it's a sign that you're being called. As I said, my job is not to sell the priesthood. My job is to meet people, speak to people, and journey with them. There's no question, when a guy rings me, I'm not filling in forms or signing on the dotted line. So that's not how the process works. And that freedom is there right through. Sometimes, as I said, I journey with guys for a few months, for a year, for 2 years, for more. Now, we have a few opportunities coming up for guys who might want to explore a little bit more what's involved in the priesthood. So on the 1st of May, we have what we call a come and see afternoon in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballycane and Naas. It's from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. And it's just a time to come away and just see, well, what's involved in seminary, what's involved in the study. How do I know if God is calling me to the priesthood? So those elements. So that's the 1st of May, the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballycane and Naas, from 2:30 to 5 p.m. If anyone wants to find out those details again, we have a new website that's called candlepriest.com. That's candle with a K, candlepriest.com. And they'll find all the details there as well. We also have a group of lads that meet once 6 weeks. We call it the Samuel Circle. And it's guys who are on various steps along the road to priesthood at varying degrees. Some of them come and join us maybe twice a year. Some are there every time we meet. And it's just looking at issues around priesthood as well. So again, you'll find those details on candlepriest.com. That's candle with a K.
Now, if I could ask you to answer me in one sentence or one line why you became a priest, what would you say?
Why I became a priest? Because I felt that God was calling me. And someone said it to me. Someone said it to me. And I think that's the same for all priests. All priests, when they look at their journey to priesthood, there's always a person who said, you know, I think you have the qualities that might make a good priest. For some of us, it was another priest. For some, it was just supportive parents. For some, it was a teacher. But all of us have that one person in our story, someone who encouraged us, who had the courage and the generosity, just simply take us aside and say, I think you might be called to the priesthood, or I think you have the qualities that would make a good priest.